Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, February 1st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We're already a full month into the new year, and as you continue to map out your personal finances for 2023, it's a good time to take a look at changes Congress recently made to your IRA or 401k plan, and new rules encouraging people to sign up.
Social Security only gets you so far, and what experts are seeing is that people aren't saving enough, and then they're living longer and really running out of money in retirement.
Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Ashleigh Ebling has been keeping tabs on all the changes, including those that would allow employees at small businesses to save for the future. We'll go through the list with her after the break.
WSJ Special Access gives you a front row seat to some of the Wall Street Journal's most exciting content, like The Quirkier Side of Life, a new series that features the fun, surprising stories our reporters come across.
The chief executive walks 10,000 barefoot steps every day. He recalls stepping on a bee, which put him off earthing for a couple of days, but he got back to it.
Check out The Quirkier Side of Life on WSJ Special Access, only for WSJ subscribers.
Are you putting money away in a 401k or a retirement account? Millions of Americans aren't, and it could cost them dearly when their working years are over. Congress has passed a slate of rule changes to make it easier for people to sign up and to make sure they're accessing their funds in their later years. WSJ personal finance reporter Ashleigh Ebling has been following this story, and she joins me now. Hey, Ashleigh, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
So, Ashleigh, Congress made a raft of changes to retirement account rules at the end of last year, and that was just the latest in a series of changes that were pushed through.
In earlier legislation, Congress worked on putting in provisions to do auto enrollment and auto escalation. That basically really helped people with big employers. They would automatically be put in their retirement savings plan, and then every year the amount they contributed would go up a certain percentage. People could always opt out, but for a lot of people, that really helped get more people on track to savings. This time around, Congress is focusing on incentives for small businesses. It's just crucial that people understand that saving for retirement is something they have to do now. Social Security only gets you so far, and what experts are seeing is that people aren't saving enough, and then they're living longer and really running out of money in retirement.
Yeah, it seems like Congress is pulling out all the stops to encourage people to save. But, you know, in a lot of cases, employees at small businesses are sort of left on the sidelines because the small businesses can't afford to provide a retirement plan for their employees. How do the new rules address that?
So it's true if you work for a small employer, you're less likely to have the opportunity to save in a 401k or workplace plan. But this new law puts in incentives for small employers with up to 50 employees. The company then is eligible for an enhanced tax credit to start up a plan as of this year, as of January 1st. And the new credit covers 100% of initial costs of the plan up to $5,000 for 3 years, depending on the number of eligible employees. And there's an additional credit if an employer also matches employee contributions.
And then with regard to small businesses, the new rules cover solo 401ks. What are those and how are they affected?
So a solo 401k is a plan specifically for a self-employed individual, a small business owner. If they want to establish an individual or solo 401k retirement plan for themselves, they have to set it up by December 31st to make contributions for that year. And under the new provision, it gives them until they file their tax return the next year to open and fund the account.
All right, now let's move on to how people are affected who already have retirement plans and are making use of that money. Millions of Americans have to make required minimum distributions, or they have to withdraw money from their savings every year when they're in their 70s. How have those rules changed?
So one major change is that the rule delays the age that taxpayers have to start taking required minimum distributions or mandatory withdrawals from the retirement accounts. It raises the age to 73 from 72 starting this year. That means if you turned 72 last year in 2022, you have until this April 1st, 2023 to take your first mandatory withdrawal. And then you'd have to take another one for 2023 by end of the year, by December 31st. For folks who turn 72 in 2023, their first RMDs will be for the tax year 2024, the year they turn 73. So they actually have that delay all the way until April 1st, 2025.
Ooh, that's a lot of dates to keep in mind. So what happens if somebody misses the deadline to make a withdrawal?
So a lot of dates is right. And one other point of confusion I'll just note is taxpayers born in 1950 or earlier who already began taking withdrawals under the old rules, they have to keep taking them. And the confusion is mostly around these people around 72, 73, where you're on the cusp of the change, basically. So Congress did reduce the penalty for missing these required minimum distributions. It was a pretty draconian 50% penalty. And the new law reduces that penalty to 25% of the amount that should have been withdrawn. And if you correct it in a timely manner by putting the money back in, then the penalty drops to 10%.
Now, you've been with us before talking about the complex rules surrounding IRAs that have been inherited. What's the latest there?
So it's hard to believe, but the inherited IRA rules are even more complicated. That first 2019 retirement law change that mandated 10-year payouts for inherited IRAs for most heirs. Of course, there are exceptions. Then just last year, the IRS tried to put out their first guidance interpreting that and said that it looked like some people in that subgroup would have to take annual payouts within those 10 years. It's still up in the air. They've waived it for 2021 and 2022, but we're waiting for guidance on what all these people should do in 2023 and on.
Now, some people who have to make withdrawals might not actually need that money. So what if they want to donate those funds to charity?
So there's a great provision called the IRA charitable rollover that lets IRA owners who are 70 and a half or older take a withdrawal of up to $100,000 and that they can dole out to any qualified charity. What this new law does is it adds a new provision that allows the same IRA owners to do a one-time withdrawal of up to $50,000 to fund either a charitable gift annuity or a charitable remainder trust. And that's basically really a tax win for IRA owners, because the withdrawal doesn't count as income, but it can count towards any required minimum distribution amount for the year.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Ashleya Ebling. Ashleya, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.